This is A Whole New World by Amelia and her daddy.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place to learn for you. We'll see us away up here, and crystal clear. Now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Unbelievable sigh, indescribable feeling, slow and tumbling for Lily, who ran out the diamond sky. A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes. Hold your breath, it gets better.
At the shooting star, I come so far. Let you rest to where I used to be.
New world.
At dahil Father's Day ngayong linggo, kasama natin ang ating featured guest ngayong araw na si Herbert Fangon, isang singer and isang super dad. Hello, Herbert.
Hi, how are you?
Paano mo ba ini-influence yung iyong anak na magustuhan din ang musika dahil ikaw ay isang singer?
Part din ako ng worship team band sa church. So, kapag meron kaming new song, pinapractice ko sa bahay. And si Ursi, si Amelia, naririnig niya ever since nung nagkaroon na siya ng idea about singing, tsaka sa music. Nahilig din siya kasi kumakanta ako sa bahay.
Meron ba kayong mga bonding session ni Ursi?
Almost every day.
Anong activities ang ginagawa?
Singing. Usually sa YouTube or meron kaming video kay sa bahay. May magic sing kami.
Tinitrain mo ba siya na kumanta? Meron bang ganong at her age?
Wala. At this stage, I don't want to to pressure her about singing. Para sa amin dalawa, it's just for fun. And she enjoys music a lot. In fact, may sarili siyang Spotify playlists sa account namin. So, talagang she enjoys music. Every time na sasakay na siya sa car, papunta kami somewhere, lagi niya, "Daddy, music, please."
So, kumakanta na siya ngayon.
Kumakanta siya.
At ikaw ay nagkahilig sa musika at what age?
Very young. At the age of siguro 5, as far as I can remember. Kasi my dad was a seaman. So, alam mo nung 1980s, 90s, nagre-record kami sa voice tape. Then na-realize ko, pinarinig sa akin ng mom ko just a few years back. I was 5 then. I couldn't remember the whole thing, pero I was singing a Gary Valenciano song.
Wow.
At that time. Pero yeah, I think it started very, very early.
Sumali ka ba sa mga banda or sa mga choirs?
Oh yes.
Sa school?
Choir nung elementary days. And then I have a band nung high school. Pero it was an alternative slash rock band. Pero that was just high school hobby and yun lang.
That was back in the Philippines.
Back in the Philippines.
At dito sa Australia, si Herbert din ay marami ng achievement. Bago lang, nagkaroon siya ng concert. And not only that, he will be having a concert this December with Mary Ann Vanderhorst. Am I right?
Tama.
Ano ba ang pinaka-fulfillment being a father?
Sa akin, I think it was the best feeling in the world nung makita mong lumabas na yung anak mo. Hindi ko ma-describe yung feeling. It's just parang talagang nasa cloud nine. And I think mas lalo mong ma-appreciate yung parents mo pag nagkaroon ka ng sariling anak. Kasi you know how they felt nung bata ka.
Napaka-tough din ng role ng isang ama, lalo na kung ang iyong anak ay isang babae.
Exactly.
So, ano ba yung strategy mo in disciplining your only daughter?
Ngayon kasi at the age 5, she's starting to have her own small decisions like yung kung ano yung kakainin niya and all that. Minsan, nagtatalo kami if she doesn't want to go to dun sa kinder.
Mm.
And pero eventually, nako-convince naman namin siya na this is the right thing to do, this is the wrong thing, so you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't say that. Kapag mayroon siyang nasasabing mali, minsan siguro napipick up niya rin sa school.
Mm. Do you agree na in terms of discipline, dapat bang paluin natin ang ating mga anak?
Hindi ako namumalo.
Ah, okay.
Hindi ako namumalo. Pero growing up as a kid, doon sa Philippines, I remember na napapalo ako ng nanay at saka tatay ko.
Pinapaluhod ka din ba sa asin?
sa Laguna kasi ako, sa Bilao.
Oh.
Pero hindi nila nilalagyan ng munggo.
Munggo?
Pero hindi naman nilalagyan ng munggo. Sabi ni, parang tinatakot lang kami na, next time lalagyan na ng munggo yan. Ako at saka yung ate ko. Pero I don't really believe dun sa ganung way. Sa akin, mas maganda mag-usap kayo nung anak mo. Pero actually ngayon, hindi ko naman masyadong iniisip kasi she's only 5. Mm. So, I know, matagal pa. No? Although eventually, magiging teenager din. Mm. Siyempre, lahat tayo dumaan dun. So, alam mo yung mga challenges being a teenager and challenges between yung parents mo and you as a teenager.
Aminin natin, iba na yung kabataan ngayon.
Exactly.
Especially the influence of social media and technology.
Uh-oh.
Is there a feeling of pressure or nag-iisip ka na ba kung ano bang pwede kong gawin para ma-maintain yung values?
Kasi especially nandito tayo sa Australia, so totally different culture na sa kinalakihan natin. So, and sa school niya, iba-iba rin sila ng, it's multicultural.
Mm.
So, hindi, parang, I think it's gonna be challenging for us na parents na nagpapalaki ng anak dito sa Australia. Kasi we grew up in a different way, a different, yun nga, yung culture. So, I think, siguro yung relationship lang with yourself and yung anak mo and yun syempre sa tulong din ng spouse mo together can build a better relationship with your kid. Hopefully that will help her grow up na maayos and with values.
Maraming salamat sa'yo, Herbert. I want to take this opportunity to greet you a happy Father's Day.
Salamat.